Welcome to Steady Sesh. Oh, wait, I was supposed to say the part after. Okay.
It's okay.
We're going to restart.
Today is a special kind
Three,
of day.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Steady Sesh. I'm Bernadette Russo.
I'm Leah Sendler.
And today, we have a wonderful, magical, special guest, Anna Schmidt.
God, that was such a lovely introduction. I don't think I live up to the hype, but I'm very happy to be here.
We're so excited to have Anna here. The three of us were in the same FYS
freshman year. Shout out to Professor Givinelli.
I said that so wrong.
Can you please repeat how you said his name?
I think it went like Givinelli.
No, that was good.
I think that was spot on.
That was good.
I hope he never hears because I do think that might offend him, but like. Not in a bad way. Like, I
not
think
in a bad
it was
way.
Funny, but I do think I definitely booked it.
He'd find some comedic value, you know?
No,
I'd
I
be
think
like, we can write an entire movie about this.
Oh, definitely. I think he should write a movie. I think he would have such great material. I bet his life is very interesting.
Wait. So, I think I pressed the wrong button. So, Anna, I don't know if anything that you said got picked up. So, hey guys, this is Study Sesh.
Would we like to repeat our entire introduction again?
You are listening to WJRH. Anyway, this is Anna Schmidt. She's our co-host. Yeah, I hope that people can hear you. Tell us about yourself, Anna.
Oh, that's a big question. I'm a little scared.
We can start with an easy question of, like, what is your worst fear in life?
Whoa, that's so easy. Chickens.
You know,
yeah.
I can understand that. They have such weird feet.
They have such
what?
Weird,
they do.
Scary beaks, and they come at you with them. And I was a child, and they came at me all the time, I feel like.
Is your fear of them, like, a deep-seated trauma response?
Oh, yeah. No, like, I can see a chicken now, and, like, it's not scary, but, like, my memory they're terrifying.
They are.
No, I get it.
Awful.
That's why we eat them.
And
because
doors. I'm also kind of
doors are terrifying.
Thank
doors.
You. You're the first person that's agreed with me on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and like spiral staircases.
No, I love spiral staircases.
Yeah, and checkered floors.
Okay, only checkered floors aren't patterned. Like, if it's a checkered floor and then one of the checkers
okay.
is off,
okay.
I have a problem.
A little, like, OCD, maybe.
We're not going to go into my mental health right now. That's an entire other
Anyway,
episode.
Let's play our first song. This is our next song. Our first song. This song is called Steam. It's with three E's instead of two, which is fun.
So not Steam.
It's steam. Everyone say it on three. 1, 2, 3.
Steam.
Wow, that was
Got
good.
Some nice harmony
by Shelly. I love this song. I'm listening to it probably 10 times a day, give
As
or take.
You should.
All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
What a song.
I really love that song. I was so excited when you sent it to me. I love getting new music. So I think that's one of my favorite ones you've sent me so far.
Just, Anna, can you, are you there? White mic is on. I hope so.
Guess we'll find out later.
What is our next song?
Oh, you're asking me?
Whoever. I'm just speaking into the void right now.
I mean, I can say, I don't know if you, can you see the title of the name from there?
I mean, I can't.
The title of the name, yes.
Well, who is it by? I don't know.
It is
how
by.
How about I say the title and then one of you say the artist?
So smart. Okay, you go.
It's called Teamwork, baby.
Okay, so this next one is called Set It On Fire.
By the Blood Cultures.
What a fun name.
It sounds a little freaky, but it's a good song.
Okay, are we ready?
A little cultish.
Okay, I'm fine with that. It's fun. All right, here we go.
Just a vibey song. Like, I know it kind of sounds like a song that would be played at some kind of cult gathering, but it's very much not a cult gathering song.
I feel like I just got initiated into it. Is that how you get into a cult? Initiated?
I mean, you're the one in a sorority, so you tell me.
What's the process? Yeah, that was a good song.
Thank you.
We got another good song coming up by our special guest, Anna.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Tell us our next song.
It's a cover of Friday I'm in Love. Phoebe Bridgers, my personal girl crush.
Oh yeah, she's
a queen.
She's incredible.
She's fabulous. She's dating Paul Mescal.
I just finished Normal People for the fifth time.
So good.
That is where that's where my mental health is.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
That is where we are today.
That's true.
But yeah, wow. I'm so happy they're together because I just feel
it's
like
it's a perfect sad girl.
Yeah,
exactly. They couldn't be paired better.
Yep. While we unpack Leah's mental health, here we go. Friday, I'm in love, everyone. Wow.
Wow.
Truly.
I love The Cure, but I never heard that cover. So I'm really happy that we have Anna tonight to introduce us.
Yeah. Anna. Oh, yeah. Anna fits the study sesh vibes.
She really does. So welcome.
Guys,
official
you.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of cults,
that's our theme.
Right. We have a song. It's called Witches by Alice Phoebe Lou. I think we're all witches at heart.
I think if I had to be anything, I would be a witch. I would like to have the powers of a witch.
Make little like potions and
yeah.
And like, do witches have like an animal that they are
like a familiar? Yeah, they have familiars.
Yeah.
I was like a cat.
No, isn't that a cat,
they
right?
Have, like, black cats. You can have, like, an owl. You can have a frog.
Okay.
Sorry, a toad.
Okay, if I was a witch, there we go. If I was a witch, I would have a toad. As
I'm
a,
scared yeah. of toads.
I feel like I would have an owl. I feel like an owl would make sense for me. Or a raven. I'd have a nice little,
aw,
like,
ravens raven, are nice. You know?
I would get maybe a little mouse.
Little mouse.
Aww.
Mouse to do all of your, like, evil biddings.
Oh, yeah. So formidable. So intimidating. I think it would really fit my personal vibe.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Love it.
Yeah. I was going to say that I'm scared of puppets, but I don't know how that fit in. It just popped in my brain because you said I'm scared of toads. And then, anyway, let's play witches. We'll talk about it later. Do you guys feel like you just turned into a witch?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I've always been a witch, and that song just brought out, wow, my voice crack. If you couldn't tell, I am severely sick. This is not my normal voice. I know it's very sexy.
Yeah, it is.
It's so sexy until I have a severe voice crack, and I just sound like a prepubescent boy.
No, that's so, still sexy.
Yeah,
the voice crack.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I had a sexy, raspy voice. Played into it, bit into it, thought I was hot. Lost my voice the next day. Like, the next 2 days, I couldn't speak at all. So, like, really paid the price, but, like, love it.
But it was fine. It was worth it because you had a sexy rasp.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was worth it.
And everyone around me loved it because then I shut up for the next couple days.
Oh, my gosh.
I spoke too much, and then it was a nice break for it.
They're probably just, like, taking in the rasp. And, like,
they were.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, they probably would have been, like, too powerful, you know?
Mm-hmm. I kind of gave them a little bit of mystery. I gave them something sexy and then took it away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to keep them guessing. You always got to keep them guessing.
Absolutely.
There you go. This episode is sponsored by Blood Orange Tea.
Ah, yes. So it'll be getting me through the night.
Where Leah and I are both drinking it, and I burnt my tongue on it at the beginning of this episode.
We can't forget the group size of chicken noodle soup from Panera Bread, which I spent a total of $80 on this past week.
That is only for Leah.
That is only just for Leah.
It is technically supposed to feed 4 people, or in this case, 1 very sick person.
I think the math checks out.
The math does check out.
Yeah, it's just a number.
Age is just a number.
Well, I wouldn't go so far, Bernadette.
Anyway, Leah, what's our next song?
Our song for the evening tonight is Colored Emotions by Night Moves.
Here we go. so vibey.
Thank you.
Very good.
I mean, I think it's very witchy because, you know, witches can make those, like, potions to make you feel things. They can, like a love potion or, like, a hate potion or something. So, like, colored emotions, I just imagine, like, a little vial of, like, swirly, sparkly liquid that's, like, emotions.
Yeah.
Do they, like, color match emotions? Like, is, like, the hatred one, like,
could
red?
Be. You know what? That would make sense.
What is everyone's color emotion right now?
I would say a solid gray. No. Maybe green for the sickness.
Ew.
That's fun.
For my plague.
That's fun.
It's like a swirly, glittery little pink.
Aww. That's so sweet.
I'm like hot, though. I'm like very...
It
I'm
is very
steamy in here. It is quite steamy with three E's. I think maybe mine is like a brown.
Guys,
Bernadette and I are just like in the pits.
I think maybe brown.
Anna's the one bringing us life tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and speaking of Anna, you're literally right here. Can you tell us her next song?
It's "Note to Self" by Mild High Club. I'm not sure how to connect it back to the witch theme, but like I think we'll figure it out soon.
That's yeah, it.
That's all we need.
Exactly. Figure it out after the break or after the song plays. Enjoy. Amazing.
Really vibey.
Yeah, you got some good music. We got a good guest.
Best guest. This you right know now. You're our first guest, and honestly, I think you're our best guest as well.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
I'm just being honest, you know.
Aside from the fact that I'm not against anyone else.
Exactly.
Like, still,
you're just up there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We also just found out that Anna is a jump roping.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
I've actually like, toured the country.
Yeah.
I got into Lafayette based on my trip roping.
You wrote your Common Core application.
I wrote my essay. I have a scholarship. Every couple weeks, I just go down to, I don't know the name of the gym because I actually don't go to the gym ever. But I do a little jump rope show off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those the double back. Dutch.
Oh, yeah. No, I do like the crossies and the backwards. And
wow.
Like,
oh yeah!
Oh my
yeah.
God!
What was that movie? Jump In when they did like the double Dutch.
Funnily enough, never seen Jump In.
I
didn't
also
even know that existed.
But
The only movie I know with jump in the title is 21 Jump Street. That's like the closest I get there.
Fair.
I have not seen that one.
Me Channing Tatum.
I haven't seen a lot of movies. Really hot,
that man.
Oh yeah.
Anyways,
our next song, this is Altered State of Mind by Mil Mine. Like the whole witch thing, you know? Since we're all witches, we can all alter your little minds. So.
They got that mind control power.
Listen, Anna's a professional jump roper, so that combined with being a witch, it's lethal.
It is lethal.
She's unstoppable, so be careful. Here we go.
Told my friends I'm not coming, 'cause there's a good chance to see you again. I keep my wits 'cause I hate to share, but you'd be crying.
Little did you know, we just cast a spell on you.
We did. It's actually a great song. That one song that's called I Put a Spell on You. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Check it out, guys.
Yeah,
there you go. Want some witchy vibes. But for tonight's witchy vibes, we're going with Melted Rope by Wand. Get it? Because, like, witches have wands.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I really
good.
Thought this one through.
Witches can do literally anything.
Literally anything. They're they're girl bosses.
I don't know why people are obsessed with superheroes. Like, they're so limited in their abilities compared to witches.
Yeah, but we got the Red Witch. We got...
True, the crossover there.
Mm.
Damn.
Indeed.
Here we go.
All right, let's melt some ropes. I would say those ropes were pretty melted.
Those are some pretty melty
that
ropes.
Sounds like the sound of a melt.
Oh, words. Would you like to try that again?
I can't speak from the Giovanni Audi scandal.
Giovanni.
They didn't even hear it because the mic wasn't even on.
Oh, true. Actually, I shouldn't have rehashed that.
Giovanni Manani. Giovanni Manani.
No, exactly.
What's our next one, Hannah?
It's a Fleetwood Mac classic.
Yes.
This is Sarah.
With no H.
With no H.
The best way.
Here we go.
The correct way.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire. And
That was so vibey.
I think we've never had a Fleetwood Mac song before. Normally they're more modern, but I'm really liking them.
Yeah.
I think, like, the witch theme, Stevie Nicks is a witch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
She is the first witch.
You know what I find so crazy? Have you ever seen a picture of Stevie Nicks and Carrie Fisher? They're the exact same person. They look so similar.
She's also a witch, too?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
My theory is that, because I've never seen a picture of them together.
Right.
So I think they're the same person, and then Stevie Nicks just became Carrie Fisher.
Well, they're both very talented.
And very sexy.
Oh, absolutely.
They probably have the rasp in their...
Oh.
You know what I mean?
They flatter me.
Oh, my God, yeah. I just realized the rasp also fits the theme of Leah having a raspy voice.
And Leah being a witch. Do witches have rasps? Oh, yeah. So Leah's a witch. Okay.
They give it to themselves. Because they know that it's hot.
So yeah.
Exactly. I mean... No, exactly.
They gotta seduce men, you know, in order to, like, get sacrifices for their potions.
Yeah,
so.
Like the siren call of a mermaid.
The siren call!
Hell yeah.
Okay, our next song is Someday. It's a cover of The Strokes' Someday.
I love The Strokes.
But it's not. Strokes. It's Julia Jacklin, and Yeah, this is. I just think the song is like witchy energy, maybe because you know someday we are a witch, but someday like
someday we become even more.
Everyone's gonna be a witch. It works.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here we go.
Promise.
That was very good. Okay, I'm really excited about this one. Anna, please tell us about this next song that you have.
This is my personal anthem for Thanksgiving, and I think it should become more popular in everybody's Thanksgiving anthem, especially since it's this week, or I guess next week. No, it's Sunday.
It's one of these days.
Sunday?
What?
It's on Thursday.
Well, we're on Sunday, right?
Oh, today is Today's Sunday.
Yeah,
definitely Sunday.
Oh, no, today's Thursday. It's actually Thanksgiving.
Really. Happy Thanksgiving!
This is Thanksgiving Theme by Vince, I can't say this, Guaraldi Trio. It's a Charlie Brown song. I love Charlie Brown.
Enjoy! Yup.
We couldn't
Yup.
Tap your toes. Get a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, absolutely. Some gravy.
Yeah.
Gravy. I'm a gravy fanatic.
Oh, I get it. Good. Gravy's fantastic.
All right. Well, that concludes our show. Anna, thank you so much.
This
you
was a blast.
You are such an asset to the show. You
this
did
was so much fun. This was so fun.
I think we should make you a regular, or at least, mm-hmm. you know, with the time that we have left in the semester.
Whenever
but next semester for sure.
Whatever
you want me.
You're our resident witch.
I'm so honored to be so.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
And happy Thanksgiving. But remember the origins of the holiday while you're eating your turkey. Be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That you didn't experience what people experienced back then.
And remember that we all have it in ourselves to become a witch.
Yes, so true.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.